The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. Okay, welcome to this, the next podcast in the Business Management series. We're looking today at corporate culture. Corporate culture is the shared values or beliefs of people within an organization that unites it and keeps it together. What we mean by corporate culture is we're talking about the personality of the organization, how things are done, how things are run, how people communicate, and the general vibe of the organization. The values and beliefs of a corporate culture can be evidenced through a number of different ways. These can include the rituals, the knowledge, the myths, the language, the assumptions, and the attitudes that exist in an organization and amongst the employees. It's the sharing of these beliefs that gives the organization its distinctive characteristics. All organizations are different, and their corporate culture is going to be dependent on who works there, the policies, the procedure, the management styles, the structures of the organization. Also, its history is going to have a major part on how the organization is run and its culture that exists.
For your information, there's a lot more to ogres than people think.
Example?
Example? Okay, ogres are like onions.
They stink?
Yes. No.
Oh, they make you cry?
No.
Oh, you leave them out in the sun, they get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs?
No. Layers. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers? You get it. We both have layers.
Oh, you both have layers. Oh. You know, not everybody likes onions.
Just like ogres, corporate culture is like an onion. It has layers. These many layers combine to make the organization what it is. So we can see different levels of of corporate culture within the organization. We've got the external shell, what people see about the organization. It's the logos, the ceremonies, the behavior of the employees, the physical environment, how things are set up. It's the myths and it's the symbols of the organization that we see. So that's the external shell that everyone can see, the official corporate culture. We then move in. This is more internal to the organization, not necessarily seen all the time external to the organization. So they've got the philosophy, the values, the beliefs, the attitudes, and the ethics of the organization. And then we've got the real corporate culture, which is the inside of the onion. Inner core that no one can see from the outside. This is the reality of the organization. It's the truth of how things are done, the relationships that exist. How can we recognize existing corporate culture? We can look at physical signs, so the way people dress, the uniform, the noise level within the organization and the building design. We can also look at the published aspects, the logo, the mission and vision statement, advertising, annual reports and minutes of the meetings. So we can see that external to the organization. We can also look at the way of life, management styles and structures, language, and how people are evaluated within the organization. And then we've also got the underlying assumptions, the practices, the behavior, the unspoken rules, and really who has the power. This is the stuff you can't see from external to the organization, but is the real corporate culture. So indicators of corporate culture can include the communication channels. Are they formal or informal? Who do we need to report to? How do we report to them? Do I need to go through a secretary or can I just knock on the door of the boss and see him straight away? So it's how employees are encouraged to seek out managers to discuss issues. And this is a good indicator of corporate culture. Dress code. Is it a formal dress code? Is it smart casual? Is it a uniform? Do they have casual Fridays? All these things are indicators of corporate culture. And also socialization is a big indicator of the corporate culture of an organization. Do the staff mingle? Do they celebrate success? Do they celebrate events? Or do they stay isolated and to themselves? Just like anything, corporate culture will change. Some of these causes of change include time, new managers. So a new manager comes in, they're going to have a different style, a different approach to management. So this will change the way things are done. New employees will also bring about a cultural change. If you're employing more younger staff, this will have a change to the culture of the organization based on the beliefs and values inherent in employing younger staff. Mergers cause change of culture when you bring two organizations together, and also macroeconomic factors and legal factors will also influence corporate culture and the way things are done. It's imperative for an organization to have a good corporate culture because a positive corporate culture helps to keep staff longer. They're going to enjoy their work. They're going to enjoy working there, and that's really going to help the organization. But it's also going to attract people to work for your organization because people know it's a good place to work. If it's got a good culture, you're more likely to want to work there. It also can result in greater productivity. If you're happy at work, you're more likely to put in greater effort. If you're not happy at work, you're more likely to find ways to slack off a little bit. So that's why corporate culture is really important for an organization. It improves the efficiency and effectiveness. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.